This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jesse Jacobs. This program by Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein continues with a return to Claude Debussy, whose music started the concert. It's the swirling color we know and love from Debussy, this time named for a balcony in the court of the famous Spanish palace Alhambra. Yes, that's right, Debussy inspired by a balcony. It was his first work written specifically for two pianos. Debussy's Linda Raja, Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addis on WCRB.
Thank you.
Thomas Edison, Kirill Gerstein, Debussy's Linda Raja, his first foray into writing music in the Spanish style, as well as his first official work written for two pianos. You're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, with a concert dedicated to the magic of two pianos. The next work in the program comes from one of the soloists himself, Thomas Addis. He's set to music the affair of the Duchess of Argyll, a 20th century style icon and socialite who rose to fame after a scandalously well-publicized divorce in the 1960s. The sort of stuff you can't make up, but you can put into an opera. In collaboration with librettist Philip Hensher, it premiered in the mid-90s, and Addis has been revisiting the music ever since. He wrote it into a concert paraphrase for two pianos in 2017, the work we'll hear on this program. In an interview with WCRB's Brian McCreath, Addis talked about revisiting the work from a new perspective.
I had a few goes at this. I mean, I wrote a big piano solo piece, concert paraphrase, using a deliberately kind of 19th century sounding Liszt-ian, because with those great Liszt paraphrases of Wagner or Verdi, and he's sitting at the piano literally going, "Oh, that was that amazing moment when this happened or that happened," and trying to remember how the music went. And I was thinking it would be fun to do that with my own opera, as though I'd lost all the scores, but I was trying to reconstruct it, the sort of feel of it. And so that I found a shape that the music all fell into.
Addis also said, "The Duchess's grace and glamour are figured into the music by a certain virtuosity, which translates into a piano paraphrase." The Liszt-inspired concert paraphrase from Thomas Addis's opera Powder Her Face, Addis and Kirill Gerstein perform in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein in Addis's own concert paraphrase on his opera Powder Her Face, here on WCRB in Concert. After the Waltz King, Johann Strauss Jr., died in 1899, Maurice Ravel set to work on something to honor him. Unsurprisingly, he focused on the waltz as the star, and the old world, the sort of world with couples dressed in the fanciest of things, swirling carelessly beneath a crystal chandelier. But you can also hear it's a little off, a little uneasy. You'll hear moments of instability and disorientation and a sort of destruction of the world Ravel previously created, a social commentary in a work written just after World War I. Originally for orchestra, but reimagined for two pianos by the composer himself, Ravel's La Valse, Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addis on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you.
Ravel's La Valse, Kirill Gerstein, and Thomas Addis on WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, performed at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. The current season of the Celebrity Series of Boston is already in full swing, with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center performing Brahms and Dohnányi November 17th, a journey through Beethoven's life with the Verona Quartets coming up in early February, and a recital from Renee Fleming and Evgeny Kissin in the spring. For a complete look at the Celebrity Series of Boston's season, go to classicalwcrb.org. Thanks to the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, as well as Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein, for making this program possible. This broadcast was produced by me, Jesse Jacobs. The audio producer is Antonio Oliadros. The executive producer of WCRB In Concert is Brian McCreath. I'm Jesse Jacobs. Thank you for joining us for WCRB In Concert.